Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, where we're breaking down all the biggest celebrity news stories of the week. I've got an all-star panel back with me this week, Mr. Travis Cronin, in a very bright neon-colored hooded sweatshirt.
Thanks, it's Madonna.
I love it. Thanks. Did you make it yourself?
Oh, you know I didn't.
Yeah, true.
Patricia Field.
How much did you pay for that?
Like $60.
No. You don't ask them.
Like $60.
I mean, that does not look like a cheap sweatshirt.
You also Thanks. Don't ask them, where did you get it? Because, oh, sorry, you didn't even introduce me. And I started by things. Go ahead.
On that note, skipping to Sarah Huron.
Oh, hey.
I guess Brody
Wait,
Brown.
About me?
Brody Brown, I guess, is back with us this week.
Just barely.
Oh, God. Yeah, right? Okay, so we have a lot to talk about this week. The biggest news story, obviously, that broke on Tuesday morning is Kathy Lee Gifford. She is leaving the Today Show. Kathy Lee and Hoda obviously have been hosting the fourth hour of the Today Show for the past 11 years.
Feels like decades.
Decades. And Kathy Lee went on air fighting back tears this morning, saying that, you know, she only signed on to the Today Show to be on for a year, and she loved everybody so much, loved the job so much that she actually lasted for 11 years. So she is parting ways. Everything with the network apparently was, you know, ended amicably, and they're leaving on the best of terms, but she will no longer be on with Hoda. We still have a couple more months with her. We're not losing her right away, but are you guys going to miss Kathy Lee in the morning? Sarah, I'll start with you because you're already rolling your eyes.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I tuned in to the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Because we all have jobs.
But I love that they always drink wine, so yeah. I'm going to miss the gifs of them drinking wine. How about that?
Okay.
The gifs.
Okay.
We'll have those forever.
Thank God.
But only if we call them gifs.
Brody.
I'm sad because I'm a nostalgia person and I love Kathy Lee, even though I shouldn't really.
Why?
Since I was a child. Well, she just gets a little extra Jesus-y sometimes.
I was going to say, okay, very holy.
And for me, that makes me a little nervous. Like, she's like one of those people who's like, I love gay people, I just don't agree with it, which I don't think she necessarily believes that, but it reminds me of people like that. When they're just like, well, the power of prayer will fix this. I'm like, really? That'll fix my cancer? I don't think so. So that's just where I get a little skeptical. But I think she is often very peppy. I like a familiar face. You know, I'm not the demographic of the Today Show, but I remember her back from like Regis and Kathy Lee, and that's why I have a soft spot for her.
Yes, that was our childhood growing up, just watching her and Regis on the air every single morning.
Yeah.
And we are hearing from sources today that, yeah, she was just tired. She obviously was on with Regis for 15 years. Then, you know, just a couple of years later, she went onto the Today Show. So she's just tired of like the same routine, same thing every single morning, and she kind of just wants her own time to go out and do other projects and focus on other things.
I think she just wants to drink at night now. Yeah. Instead of like 11 a.m., she wants to be able to get drunk in the evening. That's what I got. No.
Get you a girl that can do both, Travis.
Oh, God. If it's anyone, it's Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Doesn't she do like country Christian music or something?
She's recording music. She's written books. She does like. She wants to get more back into investigative reporting, someone has said.
Which I like that.
She was in a Hallmark movie I watched 2 weekends ago called A God Wink Christmas.
Was she singing?
I fell asleep.
So it was that good.
It was great. I'll leave it at that.
I hope she asked for. Do you remember her in Model Behavior with Justin Timberlake?
No.
On the Disney Channel?
I loved that movie.
Oh, me too. Kathy Lee was amazing in that too.
Speaking of Justin Timberlake, he obviously has canceled so many shows through the end of the year. He's saying that he has bruised vocal cords, but I'm just wondering how bad it actually must be. I mean, to cancel the rest of the year, you know, this global tour that's been making so much money, I wonder if everything is okay with Justin.
Well, I also don't understand how you bruise one's vocal cords. But it's very scary, I imagine, when that's your, I was going to say your gift, but also your moneymaker. Like, yeah. Celine, didn't she have messed up vocal cords?
Adele. A lot of people have experienced that.
Were they
that
always bruised?
Surgery.
Or I don't know how the bruising, is it just from singing too many mediocre songs? And then bangers and hits.
Let's not get started. Justin Timberlake has so many hits. Have you ever seen him live?
Yes, he does have so many hits. This is true.
He puts on an incredible show. And Brody, I know you're going to fight me on this, but I think he's
Justice
an amazing, talented, and he's one of the most incredible artists out there on the planet today.
For Janet Jackson.
She only sings in her head voice, though. She doesn't even use her vocal cords like that.
Don't you dare.
Wow. Oh, dare. But no, we, of course, hope that all is well with Justin Timberlake, and we're just going to have to stay tuned and see what actually is happening, how bad it is, if he's going to need surgery, or if there possibly could be a Timberlake baby number two on the way.
Maybe he is going to surprise us, and he will be the fifth Spice Girl, and that he's in secret rehearsals.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Already got it.
How about that?
I think you nailed it. Nailed it. You ruined the surprise.
Sorry, everyone. Kind of.
And if you thought Kathy Lee Gifford was bad on morning television, now we're going to throw in Justin Timberlake onto the Spice Girls show mix? No, that would be absolutely awful.
You know what I did like about Kathy Lee's exit? When she referred to Hoda as an Egyptian goddess.
I wish that
it would just be like Hoda Kotb, Egyptian goddess, like in her name.
Chiron.
Leon or Chiron.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, we're wishing the best to Kathy Lee. I feel like we're definitely going to, you know, see her around. We hear from sources that she's not totally leaving the NBC family. I'm sure she'll pop up just like the Katie Couric or Meredith Vieira's it of the world. She'll fill in to guest host. Maybe she'll even host some Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lightings or New Year's Eve celebrations. Who knows? But I'm sure she'll still be on our TVs more than we'd like.
And on the Hallmark Channel.
And on the Hallmark Channel.
And with a wine company, hopefully.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That would be her move.
No, a nice Riesling?
Yeah, but I don't think you want to sell it to one company. This way she can stay open to all of them. She could do like a vermouth. You're like, oh, that sort of makes sense.
I could see her doing it for Ruth, actually. Fifth had fun tea as well. Sugar Bear Hair Care. Maybe she just wants to go on Instagram and sell things.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't we all?
I wish they would bring back someone else. Like, if Katie's not coming back and Meredith can't come back because she has that new game show. I don't know. I feel like the morning people for today like a nostalgic moment. They're like a familiar face.
And let's be honest. The Today Show needs some help. I mean, obviously, the loss of Megyn Kelly doesn't have too many people upset. A lot of people were happy to see her go. But without Matt Lauer, without Megyn Kelly, without Kathy Lee Gifford, they need some bigger names, more familiar names.
Okay. Yeah, at least Kathy Lee didn't leave with like a giant scandal like that.
I was going to say, when you were like, NBC, like, it's all in good terms. I'm like, well, that's a twist from what's been happening in recent years.
Seriously.
That's the biggest news.
This is the first mutual breakup that I've heard in NBC. But I like Jenna Bush Hager. I think Jenna Bush can totally hold the 10 a.m. hour with Hoda. And cricket.
Okay, that was an interesting.
She's fine.
She's totally fine.
She's fine.
I agree. She's fine.
She's like her. All right, on that note, T-Swift and Joe. Okay, I know that we were talking last week about how hot Joe Alwyn is and like when he got so hot, how that happened, where is he from, where did he come from? Anyway, we are breaking in our issue out on Newsstands today. Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn could be engaged soon. We obviously know that her birthday is this week, and we have from sources that, you know, Taylor thinks that Joe is the one. Joe is really wanting to propose to Taylor soon, but he obviously wants to make it unforgettable, extremely special, because, I mean, if you're a normal dude that literally has not been famous up until 2 years ago and you start dating Taylor Swift, I mean, what is this proposal going to have to look like? It's going to have to literally be the biggest proposals in the world.
Yes, and
I'm just
saying we've also heard. Sorry, I was getting distracted because I was thinking we also heard from sources that Taylor wants to have a big family. She wants to have kids. Mm-hmm. She wants to have kids with Joe. The crazier thing for me, other than imagining Taylor Swift engaged and getting married, I was getting a little, like, misty-eyed, is Taylor Swift pregnant? That would be, like, so exciting and mind-blowing.
She'd need a bigger box to hide in.
A suitcase. It's a suitcase.
Sorry.
Not one of those roll-on ones.
Oh, like I think Taylor would be such a good mom.
Oh, yeah. I think she'd be a good mom. I think she'd be so hands-on. But just, can you imagine, like,
we won't see her
for
8 months.
We've seen her since she was, like, how old was she when she came? Was on the
like
come
16.
Up?
16.
Like
14.
Right?
Younger?
And she's done, like,
Teardrops on My Guitar, like, yeah. 14. Yeah.
And she's done, like, Awkward and Girlfriend, but never, like, fertile, maternal... Egyptian goddess.
Egyptian goddess.
No. Like, that was just, like, mind-blowing. So that, I didn't have anything petty to say. I was just lost in the daydream of thinking of pregnant Taylor Swift, which
is not my
everyday.
I do think she's ready, though. Maybe not ready for babies just yet, but I do think that, you know, she has been around the block career-wise, which obviously makes you grow up a lot earlier than a schmuck still sitting here in an office. But, you know, she's experienced so much of life. She's dated so many men.
And shaken off so many men.
And shaken off so many men.
And so many haters.
She's been through so many chicks in her girl squad. But now, you know, she's ready. She's kind of at this point in her life where she could settle down and it wouldn't be that surprising.
I think she needs, like, birthday, Christmas, flash mob, roses, doves. She wants the full fairy tale effect. And I want that for her. I want it to be gaudy and over the top.
But she also doesn't want anyone to know about it, probably. So how do you do both?
Fine, Sarah.
I'm just saying. He's not going to rent out, you know, whatever stadium
Grand
like Kanye and have the e-cameras rolling. So there has to be some middle ground. But she does deserve an over-the-top situation, but I don't know how he's going to pull it off.
But can you also see her, like, getting engaged quietly, like, in her living room with her cats? Like,
I resent the private Taylor. I love the public Taylor.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own, fine. She deserves her privacy. She deserves her happy ending. But I want the full fan experience. I want to be invited in.
And on stage.
Yes. Okay, who do we think? This is like fantasy football for me. Who do we think would be in the bridal party? Who are the bridesmaids?
Definitely
for Taylor?
Selena. Because they've kept that up, I think.
Selena, for sure.
I think it would be too. And I think the fandom would explode seeing Selena in it. That's why we need to see Selena in a bridesmaid's dress by Taylor.
Jamie King, for sure.
Yeah. The godson, it seals the deal.
Yeah,
they're friends till
like
the end.
Eight.
Yes. Okay, who else?
Carly Kloss. I think she'll
be there. Carly Kloss, yes.
Taylor wasn't at Carly's wedding. She was on tour, I know.
Yeah, she was on tour, and I think there's an intellect shared there, and a kinship, and you know, and the support of women, girls coding. Yes, I think
definitely. Carly.
Travis wholeheartedly agrees. Mm-hmm.
Definitely Blake Lively, because
100%,
Blake Lively was at the Reputation, multiple Reputation shows, and apparently she was backstage when she did that. Taylor did that surprise performance recently with Kaylee Cuoco or whatever her name is.
Kaylee Cuoco?
Yeah. No, not Kaylee Cuoco. Haley Cuoco.
Oh, Haley Cuoco.
I just combined both of them.
You mean the Big Bang star, Kaylee Cuoco?
Someone said that, I read somewhere that Blake Lively was also there, like behind the scenes. So I feel like they're really close for some reason.
They are. And Taylor goes to their house all the time in Bedford, New York.
James can be the flower girl.
Yes, James is going to be the flower girl.
That was a very informed choice. I like that. Congratulations, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Who else do you have for us?
Wow, that's all I got.
How about this? I'm blanking on their names, and this is so bad.
Oh, the Ham Girls.
Yeah, I was going to say the sisters who I don't know.
They were so close for a minute, and then we haven't really seen them together. They were touring together, and they sort of fell off.
I don't think Lena Dunham will be a bridesmaid.
Definitely not. Jack Antonoff will be a bridesmaid before Lena Dunham.
He would definitely be like in the bridal party.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
No, I think she would just maybe do like a reading.
Okay.
I love this.
I know, me too.
God, I want them to get engaged now. I want this now.
Wait, who else? Who else?
I mean, it is her birthday on Wednesday, right? We are in T-Swift birthday land, so... She could be engaged right now. Who knows?
Yeah.
And Ed Sheeran will do a reading.
Oh, yeah. He'll do a song, too.
He'll do a song. Probably while she walks down the aisle.
Hopefully he'll dress up in a suit for the occasion, seeing that he sort of dialed it in with the queen, Beyonce, recently.
I feel like Mariska Hargitay could, like, officiate,
though. Oh, my God.
She just officiated someone's wedding recently.
What?
I'm not making
Is she available? I will get married tomorrow.
No,
she's
too busy cranking out like 900 episodes of Law and Order
and producing a director.
No, she might have, though. I feel like she did.
Mariska Hargitay just officiated a wedding. Travis, get that Google out.
Yeah,
guys, we're the ones that are supposed to know this, like, at the drop of a hat. Yeah, I definitely think she can officiate. And that whole friendship, the two of them and how they know each other,
I really
so
like it. I really like it. And Olivia Benson is the name of the cat.
Yeah.
I love it.
But what is Ellen Pompeo going to score an invite because the other cat's Meredith? Is that cat still alive?
No, I don't think she'll be invited. Is that cat still
alive? I was going to say, I feel like that she made headlines for that Grey's Anatomy cat name a really long time ago.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, God.
Speaking of two people that are not going to be getting married, John Mayer and Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no. How dare you? They could.
No, they could. Anyway, so we had a source who saw the two of them talking at the GQ Men of the Party last week in LA. And our source is telling us that the two of them are chatting up. John seemed really into Kourtney. And he said to her, "Wow, it's sweet serendipity that we meet. It was meant to happen. Let's meet up again soon." In my mind, this would be an amazing couple. Because, I mean, why not? John Mayer, who's like this hot, sexy playboy, has literally slept with the most famous women in Hollywood. And Kourtney Kardashian, who's a mom of three. She's obviously been through the ringer. She just like loves being single, but she does just want, you know, an F-boy and wants to have fun. So
he's
I
too old for
feel
her.
Like on paper, these two could totally be a couple. Do you think?
Yes. She's only dated people under 23.
And Nunez is what? Like not even 24
Yeah,
yet.
She likes extreme train wrecks or underage. Well, no, sorry, not underage. Like barely legal models.
Models that she'll have to literally buy like a case of Bud Light
for.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's just something about John Mayer that's hot to me. I could see it.
It's Sarah? Interesting that John Mayer's never really been involved with a Kardashian Jenner before.
Wait,
right?
Guys, I'm so curious.
Actually,
now
yeah.
that I think about it, there's a lot of them. And, you know, he usually finds his way into every circle, and he's never been with a Kardashian Jenner. So I'm here for it for that reason alone.
Okay.
Let's get him on an episode.
Yeah. He would. You know what? It's so funny because for years, I feel like John Mayer was, like, always so mysterious to me. Like, I didn't know if he was cool. But then he, like, started hanging out with Andy Cohen and, like, appearing on social media, God. And I'm like, you're funny, you're witty, you actually have a sense of humor.
He has that Instagram show he does for himself.
There's something I didn't remember.
Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would too.
I printed out a list of women that he's been linked to.
Oh my goodness, here we go.
And I didn't remember this. I don't even know how legitimate this list is. I don't even know where this is from. But they said that he hung out with Kim Kardashian in October 2010.
That really? Actually sounds familiar.
And
that does sound
familiar. The pair had been spotted all over New York City enjoying the beautiful, who wrote this? Enjoying the beautiful fall colors. The two went for walks. This sounds like fan fiction. I swear it's not.
It's okay. Keep going.
Shared meals and hit the town on many occasions. However, to no one's surprise, nothing ever came of it. Wow. Savage and colorful. But I think they actually hung out in October 2010.
Ooh, all right. We need to get on that. Read some of the other ladies that John Mayer's been. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox.
Mandy Moore?
Yeah. No, not Courtney Cox. Sorry.
Mandy Moore. Yeah. Not Courtney Cox. Jennifer
Aniston. I'm
thinking of Adam
Rona
Durst.
Mitra?
Jessica Simpson.
Natalie Morales. Not the NBC Natalie Morales. Oh. The actress.
That's like the NBC heavy podcast.
Minka Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Rashida
that.
Jones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if Rashida and John had a baby. Will he ever have a baby? I don't know. Imagine if John Mayer and Jennifer Aniston had a baby.
I was about to say John Mayer and Andy Cohen adopt a baby.
Oh, God.
And just
I
share
could see it.
Yeah,
yeah, hang out in the clubhouse.
Yeah. I could see it.
Yeah.
I do know John Mayer, though, is very active on the dating apps. I do know some girls who have matched with him and have messaged with him. And he is very big on asking girls out on a first date to dinner and then inviting them over to his apartment.
To listen to Your Body is a Wonderland.
Obviously.
He was like, damn, that was one
Wonderland.
Time.
Brody.
What?
If John Mayer approached you in a bar and was like, do you want to come over and listen to
We don't even need to leave the bar. There's a bathroom right there. There's just like some stools so we can move out of the way. And I'll put my coat down on the floor and let's go to it.
Open your Spotify? Would you open the Spotify or just let John sing to you?
Actually, one time a guy called my answering machine and left a singing voicemail of Your Body's Wonderland. I saved it for years and I cried. It made me cry every time I listened to it. It was the last time I've been in love. It was like 2002.
Where is he now? Married to children like Kourtney Kardashian?
Yeah, he's definitely married. It's horrible.
Wow.
Wait, John also dated Sheena Marie.
Oh, yes. Okay, I remember this, actually. When in the middle of her, like, Eddie Cibrian situation, then she was spotted with John Mayer, and then I was like, okay, who is this chick? And then all of a sudden, Vanderpump Rules happened.
Because that is a very classy palate cleanser after Eddie Cibrian.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll do a little John Mayer. Swish it around and spit that out and get back to my life.
At least she told people she was with John Mayer. I don't know if he ever confirmed if they were seen together, but I'm pretty sure she was, like, on E! News, like, yes, I'm with John Mayer.
And I also wouldn't call John Mayer's palate too classy.
No, he's like a palate cleanser. It's like something you just take a little shot of something and you're like, okay, now I got the flavor of cheap chicken parm out of my mouth and I'm ready for dessert.
And then obviously Taylor Swift, going back.
Yes.
Yes.
Dear John.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's no, yeah.
And I knew you were in trouble when you walked in.
Yes. Yeah. Which is fire. Thanks, okay. Thanks for that.
Well,
he was with Jennifer Love Hewitt, too.
Oh, yeah. I love them together. That was like one of the first ones he dated.
How many pages do you have over there? You literally have like 20 pages of John
Mayer
hookup. I mean,
this printed out of like a 26-page document. Oh, none of them. It's a mess.
I didn't realize how important his relationships were to me. They're all so nostalgic. I was like, God, yeah. I remember that. I was rooting for them.
It's like we were all there at the Sunset Tower when they met. Watching all this love blossom.
I liked him and Mandy more together at the time.
Yeah. She likes musicians.
She loves musicians.
She really does. But he loves famous ladies and famous brunettes, except for Jessica Simpson. How did he describe her in bed?
Sexual napalm.
Yeah.
We'll never forget.
So colorful and violent and exciting.
I didn't realize how into John Mayer's love life I am.
You really are.
Yeah. I really am. I need to go do some more digging so I'm really knowledgeable about this. I can really impress my friends.
Yeah, that is very impressive.
I think he's phenomenally talented in bed. It's the way he's convincing all these ladies, I'm not just someone who chases famous women. I also am someone who's a very sensual and compassionate lover.
Like David Spade.
We were just talking about taking him down in a bathroom, and now you're like, he's such a compassionate lover.
You can still be a compassionate lover and get together in a bathroom.
On a stool.
It just depends how much room is in the bathroom.
Live a little, Jen.
Yeah, come on, Jen.
Well, sources tell us that Courtney Dooley is not having anything. They haven't spoken since the event.
Rude.
There's nothing going on. She's totally single. They actually didn't even exchange information, but I'm sure he will slide into her DMs. But speaking of marriage and speaking of compassionate love, Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin are talking marriage. We heard from sources that they will be engaged soon. They're very private. They're under the radar, which is something that just, works. They work really hard at maintaining, just trying to keep their private life private. But they've started talking about the future really early on in their relationship. And Chris is head over heels in love with Dakota. I don't know. I kind of dig these two.
Could not be more bored by the celebrity couple.
Really?
What is interesting about them?
Remember when everyone thought she was pregnant?
I was going to say, the fake baby scare was pretty interesting.
All right, somebody take us through that fake baby scare story.
Do you want to do it?
No.
So I remember it like it was yesterday. We got the TMZ alert that they were having a baby, and it was a boy, or I can't remember if it was a boy or girl, but there was pink or blue, flying in the air.
Balloons, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wrote it as fast as I could, and right before we hit published, we found out, actually, that's not what happened. It was a quote-unquote birthday party, and the balloons just happened to be pink and blue.
Yeah.
And then, thank God, we didn't post it.
And it was also really crazy because Travis and I had both been at Global Citizen Festival just nights before, which Chris and Dakota were both there. Chris Martin, as we mentioned last week, had to calm the crowds down after they thought there were gunshots and there was a stampede. Luckily, possibly pregnant Dakota Johnson was out of the way. But when she appeared on stage, she was in like a coat or something.
Yeah.
So we were like,
in September.
Oh my God, she is actually pregnant. But then luckily we heard from a close source that no, she's not pregnant. This was just a birthday party.
A baby-themed birthday
with,
party.
With pastel blue and pink balloons, because who doesn't have those?
It was Dakota's birthday party, too, which is even creepier. You had but then you had pictures of her mother, obviously, Melanie Griffith walk in, Kris Jenner. There were so many celebrities there. So it did make sense when you first saw the photos and the headline.
Yeah, that was the most interesting thing they've done.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Was their fake pregnancy.
Their fake pregnancy.
Otherwise, they're just like a regular California couple who could not be more boring.
But she comes from extreme Hollywood royalty.
Right.
And he is the international sensation, Chris Martin.
Yeah, in 2009, he was really super great.
Oh, my God. But
he's just cranking out hit after hit.
They've had one since then.
The one with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Coldplay is huge.
They are huge. They are globally huge.
All right.
And Chris Martin was also married to Gwyneth Paltrow. Remember the woman who invented yoga?
And consciously
Chris Martin's type is Hollywood royalty.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He likes
Jennifer Lawrence.
But she's not Hollywood.
She's from Kentucky.
She's new money.
She's new Hollywood royalty. She's new Hollywood royalty. But she's not like generations of legacy. Yeah.
First of her name.
Like Melanie Griffith's daughter or Blythe Danner's daughter.
The Blythe Danner.
The Melanie Griffith.
I know. No, we do hear from sources, though, that Chris was waiting for Gwyneth to get married. She obviously just got married this past September, so he didn't want to shake up the kids' lives too much. So he let Gwyneth get married first, now that she's been married and still not living with her husband, which is so strange. Mm-hmm. Now he's ready to kind of take the next step with Dakota. So we know that the kids love her. They obviously don't call her mom, but they really enjoy being with her. And from what we know, Gwyneth Gwyneth is a fan.
But the Gwyneth thing was interesting. You said, you know, you said she's not living with her husband, Brad. And she explained that it's she's never been a stepmother before. You have to be careful about teenagers. And they have two teens themselves, Apple and Moses. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that Chris is being careful of how Apple and Moses feel, and Gwyneth is being careful of how Apple and Moses feel. All the shots are called by those two little kids.
Yeah. Doesn't he have one?
Who?
Brad.
He has two
Brad boys. Does. He has teens, two teens with his ex-wife. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you guys ever dated anyone with children, and how do you deal with that?
I'm
going to get all Dr. Ruth on you.
You're asking the wrong
group. No, you're asking
group.
The wrong.
It's the wrong panel.
We do not, Nene Leakes taught us well, we do not get with married men.
No.
Who have been married or are currently married.
And I wasn't dating them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just no, hanging out.
Not to the point where the kid would call me mommy or daddy or anything like that. Just like, who's that lady? And I was like, excuse me. It's Mr. Lady to you.
I have two stepmoms.
Oh, yeah. That is true. You do have two stepmoms.
I have several stepmoms.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. On to our next story. We're hearing Maroon 5 is having trouble finding halftime show guests at the Super Bowl. Obviously, we broke months ago that Maroon 5 is this year's Super Bowl halftime performer down in Atlanta. But obviously, with all the negative press and criticism around the NFL, a lot of performers are just really nervous to put their names attached to it. So, we know Cardi B is pretty much 50-50 right now. As of today, it's a no. That doesn't mean that that won't change in Cardi land, you know, when all this Offset smoke settles. Not sure what that's going to happen. But, yeah, they're having a lot of people, you know, say no to performing. So I don't know. I don't even think Maroon 5 needs anybody to come out and help them. I think they can carry 12 minutes on their own. No, Sarah's not agreeing.
Not so much.
Who would you want to see? I mean, who else do they even have singles with?
Christina Aguilera.
Oh my God, that would be
amazing.
That would
no
be
way.
The only redemptive no thing.
Right?
No moves like Jagger.
Yes.
But she would be like, I need to perform 10 songs.
Christina Aguilera also, didn't she like mess up the national anthem at the Super Bowl like 3 years ago?
No.
Maybe they went on
no, she was singing it so incredibly well that people were like, something has to be wrong.
She's...
Like, we've never heard it like that before. And of course, because it came from Christina Aguilera. That's what that was.
I'm pretty sure they don't like each other after The Voice, though. She like slammed The Voice.
They didn't leave on the best of terms.
Does anyone?
But wouldn't they be nice, like come together and like make them both look
America,
really good?
Unity.
Mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera would be bomb.
Yeah,
she would
on
be
that
good.
Super Bowl show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little like amazing. Strong vocal talent versus like light, airy Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know what else?
Like a little.
Yeah, we need to give a shout out to our reporting from maybe a month ago when we exclusively broke that Rihanna turned down the Super Bowl.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Which, you know, obviously a lot of people have taken to heart Colin Kaepernick's protest. And so this is why a lot of people are Colin Kaepernick.
Big sports guy over there.
Can I say Kaepernick? The protest. And so a lot of people are saying no.
Like,
understandably
can you blame
so.
Them? You know, like.
No.
Yeah.
I can blame people for saying yes, and I do.
Well, that's why a lot of people are saying no, because if,
yeah,
even if they, you know, if they come out.
Equal rights.
You also have to remember that to do the Super Bowl halftime show, that's like weeks of rehearsals. You're giving up a weekend from doing work or making money elsewhere. You're not paid.
But you're the
perform.
Most streamed person the next day and make back your money like tenfold. Everybody who performs there
do
is like the most streamed.
Like that Missy
streaming,
Elliott,
though,
like,
yeah,
comeback.
The Missy Elliott.
That was wild.
They make their money back. I feel like Cardi's going to go out and just take a knee the whole time and do her whole thing, taking a knee on stage.
They won't let her. There's no way. They won't even let them say anything political or anything
right.
about it.
It took them
so
like
much
a
try,
decade
to
repair after Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, that whole mess. So
they still have not apologized to me. So no, they have not repaired. We are waiting. Janet and I are waiting for our public apology.
Janet is the one
Janet
that should,
should
come
be
out
waiting. She should come out. Yeah,
oh,
she,
that would be
yeah.
awesome. There is some justice for Janet.
Yeah.
Even just for
the
national anthem.
They should just play their instruments while she sings the whole time. That mm-hmm. would be justice for Janet.
Oh, that would be justice for Janet.
That would
be
like such a good
porn,
gag. That would be such a good gag if they brought Janet
yeah.
out to have a redemption. That would be really good.
But they would never. Hello, look at who we're talking about. The NFL. When have they reflected what is actually just or correct?
Yeah, and Janet couldn't do that.
You know, Coldplay performed not too long ago.
Timberlake as well.
Yeah.
And so did Katy Perry. But these are like people who are, I mean, it wasn't really a polarized issue at the time when Katy was
no.
performing.
No way.
No, not at all. But again, it's really hard and from what we know, and we have reported on this before, it's really hard for the NFL to book a halftime performer. You have to think of somebody who is going to be watched by all different types of ages and demographics in every part
not
of the world.
Yeah.
Not too controversial. Somebody knew music. Somebody that will actually do it for free. Mm-hmm. I mean, who else could they have picked besides Maroon 5?
J-Lo.
Shania Twain.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears done it. Been there, done that. Shania Twain cannot carry a full halftime Super Bowl show.
Yeah, bring out Shania Twain and Harry Styles. They love each other. Bring them out.
If they kissed, actually, I would do that.
It's just J-Lo and Rihanna. I think
but they're going to wait for J-Lo when it's like
Miami.
It makes sense.
Miami is next year. Miami's in 2020.
Oh, yes. J-Lo featuring Pitbull. Yeah.
J-Lo will be, J-Lo and Pitbull definitely will be on that stage. But yeah, in terms of Maroon 5, there really wasn't anybody that I could think of at least.
I'm excited. I'm sure they'll get someone. I'm excited to see who it is, because it should be an inspired choice.
I think it's going to be Cardi B. I stand by it.
I don't know. I think she will ultimately do the right thing.
I think so, too.
Team Janet.
I think she'll take a knee and show her nipple. Just in protest.
Or both her nipples and be like, and what?
Yeah. I can see her doing that.
Or wear a t-shirt that has two nipples like painted onto it so she's not actually showing her nipples.
Smart, so she won't get fined.
She's challenging.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys see the story about Chrissy Teigen? Chrissy Teigen's dad got a tattoo of her face on his arm. It's like the cutest, most amazing picture that I've seen yet. Travis, there you go. Pull that up on Instagram.
I will.
She turned 33 on November 30th. And she told, obviously, everyone she didn't want any birthday gifts. But she went on Instagram to show a picture of her dad, Ron, and showed a picture of how he got her, literally her face tattooed on his forearm. And she captioned it, "My dad got a tattoo of me for my birthday." She, of course, credited the tattoo artist who probably did it for free. But how crazy. I personally would think that would be creepy if my father tattooed my face on his arm.
Yeah,
but my dad doesn't love me that much.
I have no interest in that for my father either.
That is
sorry,
so weird.
Bob. Just say no.
No, I'm actually definitely interested in that, and I would like it on my dad's tit. My dad's pec or my dad's butt or back.
Your dad's hot though.
Thank you, Jen. No, Tommy said that. But no, listen. It's not like a boyfriend or something.
It's forever.
It's like your child or your parent. That's like people get mom tattoos all the time. It's kind of cliche, but I like someone getting their daughter, a tattoo of their daughter. It's sweet. And their full-grown daughter, not like creepy, like a baby daughter. Like she hasn't been a little baby in so long. It's like modern Chrissy.
It's not like modern. It's like Sports Illustrated Chrissy, and she has a little too much wingtip eyeliner and blown out curls for it to be like, look at my sultry daughter.
Like a serious portrait. Like, oh, okay, if it was Chrissy in like a tiny bikini, you'd be like, that's a little strange. She's just Chrissy the woman.
But her hair and makeup says, I probably have a tiny bikini or a low cut dress on here. It's just like too red carpet glam to be like sweet.
Is there such thing as too much red carpet glam?
For your dad's tattoo on your arm? Yes, there is.
I think it's just a sweet homage.
The one with the clip and extensions, please.
But that's probably how he sees Chrissy. And that I think is sweet.
I personally would rather like a school-aged portrait where she's sitting there with like a big bow around her neck and like cute little Chrissy Teigen. I think older, hotter Chrissy, post whatever she's done, post celebrity, post those million-dollar paychecks and famous husband, I think that's creepy.
Oh, no, I think a baby thing is creepy. I'm like, no.
I would have even preferred like Luna or Miles like footprints or handprints as a tattoo rather than just Chrissy's face.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should have gotten the cookbook cover. Personally, on his whole back.
You're so right. That would have been so much better.
How to Announce Cravings 3.
Yes.
A tattoo from Ron.
Oh, my God.
I actually love that cookbook, though.
Me too.
I have it at home. It's in my kitchen, and I do use it.
Same.
Nice.
But I was excited to see your dad, because we always see your mom. And I knew she had a dad, but I never really thought about it.
And
then
I didn't know what he looked like.
Me either.
This is him upping up his game. He's
totally.
Like, oh, yeah, you're going to hear more about me now. Here, I've got a tattoo. I'm going to make it on
the IG. Watch out, Thomas Markle.
Yeah. Oh,
Ron Teigen will be out with the cookbook in 6 months.
Email me for bookings.
The new celeb dad that we all care about.
That's true. I do care about him now. Email him for bookings. I would like to go see him and his tattoo.
There aren't a lot of celeb dads we care about. It's usually the moms of celebs.
Joe Simpson?
Yeah, I mean, not for the right reasons. I care what Joe
says. There is opening another whole can of worms. Didn't John Mayer actually make like a creepy, or did John Mayer once say in an interview how Joe Simpson like asked him how good the sex was with Jessica?
He did.
Nick Lachey said that he would like grab his ass at Easter.
Yeah.
They would play grab ass.
Yeah. I mean, I would ask John Mayer how good the sex was with Jessica. I think that's just a normal concern and question.
Normal concern. No, John was definitely too open with that relationship, though. He went on the press and was talking all about sleeping with Jessica Simpson after they broke
up. And that was even before social media. Like, he was not sharing, like, almost naked pictures of her or pictures of them in bed together.
That was, I'm going to go out, plug a new album, yeah, and literally talk
and
about
talk
my
about it on Ellen and everywhere else I can.
Yeah. It worked. John Mayer is still slaying. Oh,
sexual napalm. Sometimes. But Jessica Simpson has said she forgives him.
All right. On that note, I'm going to forgive myself for even wasting my time. And everybody's time out there listening to us babble. Join us next week for an all-new episode of Hot Hollywood, where hopefully Brody won't be that bitter.
I can't help it. You've made me this way,
and
Jen.
Sarah will have a tattoo of Ron Tegan on her back.
It's coming.
Bye, guys.